Pine Lowell Camp, August 10th, 2018, evening meeting.
Let's stand, and Brother, would you open in prayer?
We pray tonight, dear Lord, that the moving of your Holy Spirit will continue to flow in our midst in a mighty way. Let there be even new revelation tonight, we pray. And give us the foresight, Father, to look ahead and to look for what you want us to do and who you want us to be. And Father, we just pray your anointing upon this service tonight. In your name, amen.
Amen. I just have maybe a scripture or two to read. You can sit if you want, one thing that happened with Peter and John when they began to preach after the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit is the Caiaphas and Annas the high priest and brought them into their group, and these were the same men that had crucified Christ, and they threatened them, and Peter, being filled with the Holy Ghost, said that, you know, they were going to continue to preach, and so they beat them and they released them, and when they got back to the group, they bowed their heads and they prayed in one accord. And they didn't say, help us to be strong and help us not to be fearful about these men that have killed our Lord. And they said, fill us with all boldness that we might speak thy word. And when I read in Ephesians, when we began, I mentioned about the fact that it talks there about thankfulness in Ephesians 5 and 20. And it says, giving thanks for all things unto God and to the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the fact that's it's not just giving thanks, it's a spirit. We're dealing with spirits. God is calling us to be a spiritual people. And many times the struggles we have and the things we're dealing with are the opposite of a spirit of thankfulness. That we're struggling with things. We have concerns. Maybe we're not happy in our relationships, or we're not happy with our kids, and we're not happy with our financial situation, but we're also not thankful. And I think that having a spirit of thankfulness, and I talked about appreciating your children, having a spirit of thankfulness about your children, even though they're struggling, a spirit that they can see in you, a spirit that they can sense that my father and my mother are thankful for me. And I know I'm not thankful enough. I don't tell my children that enough, that I'm thankful for them. But they all have unique qualities that I really sometimes I envy in them, that I don't have sometimes the compassion that they show and the things that they show in their nature. And many times our struggles, even with evil thoughts that plague us and things like that, those things can be washed away by us entering into thanksgiving and having a thankful spirit. And I just want to read in Philippians, this is the chapter 4, where it talks You know, it talks about whatsoever things are good and talks about our thought life. But here's what it says. Be careful for nothing. It means don't worry about anything. But in everything, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And I believe we need to meditate on those things and come to a spirit of thanksgiving and pray with an anointing of thanksgiving. And if we will just take those first steps of praising the Lord and being thankful to the Lord, He'll send His anointing upon us. We'll have that spirit of thanksgiving that we need to drive the enemy away, to take away the oppression that we feel on our hearts and minds at times, to fill us with joy. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, and we worry a lot about those things. But it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So let's stand and see where the Lord's going to lead us. If the Lord puts a song on your heart, the Lord leads us to just shout the victory. Whatever He wants to do with us. Let's maybe if the musicians will come, someone will come to play. And as the Lord moves on your heart, moves in song or praise or however He's going to move, let's just rejoice in the Lord. Let's just be thankful. He's done a lot for us this week, but let's just be thankful for all of our life. Let's be thankful for all that He's given us, for our families, for our churches, for our brothers and sisters, for every part of it. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Let's just start with that. And if you feel a song on your heart, just lead out. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Holy Spirit, what you tell me more about
Thank you. my God, my King, my Lord, I praise your name, I praise your name, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless thy name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless thy name.
Side. just praise His name and give thanks unto the Lord.
But dust, and we are so feeble. We cannot grasp the majesty of His plans for us. And He knows this, so He tells us to trust Him. So my people, this day, look at your lives and remember that your life is according to a plan and a purpose. So despite all your circumstances, praise the Lord this day, and remember that He's good and that He loves you.
I wonder if we just couldn't give a praise and thanksgiving offering to the Lord this evening. You know, maybe you even have trouble just praising the Lord in the congregation. You're just timid. I think you should just, let's all just praise the Lord together and really give Him a praise offering. Really give Him our thanks from the depths of our heart and see if we can attain some liberty this evening in the Lord. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Let's just raise our hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to thy name, O Lord. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thou art worthy to be praised. Glory to your name. Glory to your holy name. Oh, we bless your name, thou art worthy to be praised. Oh, Lord, thank you. Glory to God, thou art worthy.
Strengthen our salvation, Lord. We praise your name. Oh, bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Bless your name.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to your name. Praise your name. Praise your God. Praise your name. Oh, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name.
Glory to God.
Bless your name.
Glory to God.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just wondering if there's maybe someone who's just stuck, who just can't release praise unto the Lord. And maybe all of us can hold you up. If there's someone that just would like a little prayer to kind of loosen up, or prayer to release, they just feel kind of bound or stuck and just need some help. You know, we love you. We're your brothers and sisters. We don't like to see anybody stuck. And we just want everyone free. And if you're feeling that you just need a prayer, some help, you just come forward. And we'll just pray with you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your name. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Maybe some of the brethren could just come and pray for us here. Let's just hold them up before the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, just give them release, Lord. Hallelujah. Give us all more release in you, Lord. Give us all more thanksgiving unto you, Lord. Give us all real liberty to praise you at work or wherever we are, Lord, that we can raise our voices in thanksgiving. Oh, we love you, Lord. We're so pleased with all you've done, Lord. We just thank you for Jesus, our Savior. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. You are worthy to be praised forevermore, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If some of the elders come to and help. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, just give liberty, Lord, we pray. Hallelujah. Give liberty, Lord. Bless your holy name. Oh, hallelujah. How we worship you, Lord. How we worship you, our God. How we bless your name. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Bless your name. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Blessed be our Savior and King. Blessed be our Provider, our Comforter, our Strength, our Hope. Blessed be Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Holy light. Bless your name. Oh, we thank you, Lord. How we thank you. How we thank you. Glory to God. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. 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 Wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, our Father, our Father, blessed Father, our hope and our strength. Oh, our Comforter, our friend that sticks closer than a brother. Oh, God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, oh God. Bless your wonderful name, oh Lord. Bless your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Oh, bless your name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Blessed Savior. Blessed Lord. Praise your name. 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 Hallelujah. Glory. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Bless your name. Worship your name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy of
Thank you. greatness of the Lord.
Let's just lift our hands to the Lord. On you right now.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Touch my hands, Lord, my mouth and my heart. Fill my life, Lord, every part. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
Sing it again.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Touch my hands, Lord, my mouth and my heart. Fill my life, Lord, every part. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
Just keep your hands lifted to the Lord.
Anointing,
sing it.
Fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall.
Sing it one more time.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
Touch my hands, Lord.
Touch my hands, Lord, my mouth and my heart. Fill my life, Lord, every part. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
One more time.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me.
Let's hear the women sing it only. Sing it now.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
One last time with everybody.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can be seated for just a moment. Mark Roussel. Mark had something he wanted to share with us tonight.
Evening. Praise the Lord. I was thinking about coming up here tonight, and there was all kinds of things in my heart that were going over, and there was some thoughts that were not so good over here, and there were some good thoughts over here, and I thought to myself, Lord, I want you to accomplish what you want to accomplish tonight. I don't need to be up here. But if you want me to be up here, I'll run up. Sounds like he wanted me to be up here. We'll trust that he did. I was thinking about David. And I was thinking about how he went down to the battle scene where Goliath was. And he asked about what was going on. He wanted to know. And they told him, they said, well, if you, for the person that kills this Goliath, there'll be great things coming to him. And he described that in the scripture there. And the men of Israel were afraid. And I'm going to tell you a little story about myself, personally. When I was in, I guess I was 14, and I was living in Morocco, pretty exotic place, but all my buddies and I went down to the movie theater, and they were smoking. And I thought, that's pretty cool. You know, I could look as cool as they are. And so I started smoking. And they were awful things. They were these Moroccan cigarettes, and I'm not sure how they manufactured them, but they were pretty awful. And I smoked a whole pack of those that night in the theater. And I was just green at the end of it. And I thought, and you know, my dad had promised me, he said, if you don't smoke, I'll give you $500 when you're 16. And that was a long time ago, so that'd be like $5 million today. And, of course, you know, I broke that, and I continued to smoke after that. I smoked until 8 years later, where I was at 2.5 packs a day. I'd get up in the morning, and I wouldn't even open my eyes. I'd roll over to the nightstand. I'd pick up a cigarette, and I'd smoke. And then one day, my dad, who was a smoker also, quit smoking. You know, the year before I was to finish my first college degree. And he had quit. And it was a whole year went by, and New Year's was coming along, and I thought, you know, if that old geezer can quit, I sure can. And so I decided that I would. And I didn't know the Lord. I want you to know that. I didn't know the Lord till I was 33, so I was about 20 years old. Well, 22 years old here. And I was, you know, it was a pretty heavy habit that I had. And I quit. Just cold turkey. I had no idea that there was any help around, and I just said, I'm quitting because he could have. And I'll tell you what. When I quit for the first 3 weeks, that addiction was so bad. But you know, it wasn't the chemical addiction so much. Now I look back on it and I can see what was happening in the spirit. The enemy was just beating on me to get me back smoking. Absolutely beating on me. The voices in the spirit that I heard was, you got to have a cigarette. You know, you got to smoke. It was so powerful that it wasn't anything that I could do. But I was determined, and I think it was the Lord that got me through that. For 3 weeks that continued. It was continual beating. But you know, one of the things that is good about resolve is, you know, and I know the Lord helped me. But the good thing about resolve is there is an end to that beating, you know. And there's an end to those voices. And eventually, after 3 or 4 weeks, it was pretty good. You know, I sort of felt, you know, pretty normal now. And I was so, it was funny, it was just like, you know, you were getting off a drug and it was like you were in a, you know, you were spaced out. That's the only word I can think of. You were just like, you couldn't even think properly until that passed. And the part of it was because I was listening and I heard those voices, you know, from the enemy. We all hear voices. That's why I tell that story. And look at the Israelites. All of Israel was afraid of Goliath. You know, that was David's Goliath. But he wasn't, because he was listening to a different voice. And, you know, he wasn't listening to the voice of the enemy. In fact, the voice of the enemy even came through one of his brothers and said, let me just see if I can find that. I think it was Eliab, I'm sorry, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. His eldest brother heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. Whoa. Was that the right spirit? We all know that that wasn't. He was listening to a different spirit. And he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those sheep in the wilderness. He was fairly critical of his brother, wasn't he? Have you ever run across that? We all have. Our heart is right. We're trying to do what the Lord said. And we're coming up against a little bit of resistance in the spirit. And you know, it comes out of some people sometimes. You know, not through any fault of their own, but perhaps because they're not in the spirit, the right spirit. And he went on to chide him and said, I know thy pride and thy naughtiness of heart. He was being judged pretty harshly. For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Evil surmising. Boy, David had it all against him. What did David do? Did he listen to that voice? No, he had heard the Lord. He had heard what the Lord declared as the truth. And he said, and David said, what have I done now? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another. He was ready to be finished with hearing that voice and to move on. And we know the rest of the story, how he won that. And you know, the Lord speaks to us. He's speaking to us in this camp in a wonderful way. He wants to show us what he has ahead for us. He wants us to drop all those things that need to be dropped from our lives and hearts. He wants us to go on with him. But I'll tell you what, we are each going to encounter other voices. And what we do with that will make a big difference in what the Lord can do with us. We just have to not believe him. He's lying to us. Because the Lord told us, he says, I have an open door. All you have to do is drop off a few things, and here we go. We're on a trip. And you don't know where you're going, but trust me. And you know what the enemy's telling us? Quite the opposite. You know, oh, you shouldn't do that. You can't get rid of that. You can get rid of it. Whatever it is in your life, you can get rid of it. Because the Lord said he'd deliver you. Didn't he die on the cross so that you could be free? So you could have the liberty to go on in Christ and to accomplish what he wants you to accomplish in this earth. Each one of you, from the smallest child to the oldest person. I'm not sure who the oldest person is here. But I know it's not me. Some of you might think that because I get kind of crotchety sometimes. But praise the Lord. You know, this has happened several times throughout the scripture. Peter was on the boat, you know. And Jesus came, you know, in the storm, and the storm was just blasting. And the enemy was working through that storm. He didn't want anything monumental to happen. He was working hard on Peter. But Peter said, Lord, can I come out there? And the Lord said, come on. And the Lord is saying to you tonight, come on. Let's go. It's an exciting time. I've got work for you to do. Come on. And it'll be fun. And it will be fun in the sense of, I won't give you a big burden. My burden is light, and my yoke is light. And my burden, I'm not sure how that goes. My yoke is easy. Thank you. He wants us to come on, and so we step out of the boat. We step out of what we're comfortable with. You know, I've been taking a look at sales courses, and one of the sales courses says, "Well, you've got to completely change your thinking." You know, you've got to get rid of fear, and it goes on and on and on, you know. And it's true. You've got to change your thinking when you have to get out of something that's comfortable. And I think we've been running around this mountain a little too long. We've gotten comfortable here. you know, there's a nice camp over here, you know, good fire, you know, we've got a good place for fire, we've got, we know where to get the firewood, we know, you know, where the water is, you know, it's comfortable. We might have even built a nice chair and we can have our repose in it, you know. But the Lord says, no. He said, step out of the boat. Step out of the boat. And so Peter did. Hallelujah. He stepped out of the boat and he walked on the water. And then he began to hear those voices again. The wrong spirit, the enemy of our soul, came in and he said, well, man, you're going to start sinking. And he got fear in his heart. And the Lord said to him, well, you know, where, after it was all over, he said, where is your faith? And you know where your faith is it's in love. Because it says faith works in love. And so, let me kind of build you an illustration. Can I have the hand mic, please? Is that working good? Okay, I hope I don't bounce it around too much. I'm down here, and I'm not in the spirit. I'm just giving it as an illustration. It's not real. This is fake news. For all you Americans here. I'm not in the spirit here, right? Okay, so I'm susceptible to not having faith because I'm not in God's love, am I? And I'm susceptible to the enemy of my soul. I might do some pretty stupid things down here. And my elders and my other elders in Calgary could tell you that. And also some of the people there could tell you that. I get out of the spirit. So do they, by the way. We all do, don't we? Everyone in this room has been out of the spirit and done something stupid. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. This is the, we talked about this on a Sunday. It doesn't matter if you make mistakes and you're out of the spirit. Because God is there for you to bring it back right up. He loves you so much that he knows it's a process and you have to learn. And some of the mistakes are hard and you really make a car wreck of the thing, you know. But some of them are just simple things and you might beat yourself up. But he says, no, don't beat yourself up. He says, I've got this. Just come to me. You had the right heart. You wanted to do the right thing, but you were down here. So now, I rise into the Spirit. Hallelujah. And I'll turn this off so it doesn't bump around. I'm up in the Spirit. We just praised the Lord. Wasn't it wonderful? It was. Because we rose into the Spirit. And you know, you can't make any mistakes up here. If you're truly in the Spirit. Except if you listen to those voices. The waves are starting to creep in. Whoa, hey, this is a little scary. Fear creeps in, and it can drag you back down. So, we praise the Lord again. We rise above all that. Hallelujah. So, we don't want to be in a place where we're listening to those voices that tell us we can't go on. God has a better place for us. And He's showing us the way. And so we really need to pay attention to what He has for us. And when He says something, we've got to rise into the Spirit, get a hold of the faith that He's got His arms outstretched and says, here's the faith for you. And then we have to take that faith and just believe Him no matter what we hear. We have to be like a dog with, you know, that's hanging onto the bone. Don't let go. Hang on to that faith and press in. And He will accomplish the rest. Hallelujah. When I first came out, I had been saved in a wonderful way. The Lord used somebody that wasn't a Christian to smarten me up. And He said, I was way, way off. I was in a you know, I was dealing with people that were probably in the wrong end of the spiritual thing, and in business, and I was telling this to my friend one night, and he said, he stood up. We were in a bar, and we were having a drink, and he stood up in this bar with all these people around and said, shouted at me and said, "You're way off." Can you imagine that? He wasn't even a Christian. He said, "You're way off, Mark." Some of you have heard this story before. "What are you doing?" He says, "You got to become a Christian." I bet you wouldn't expect that in a bar. But the Lord had something else in mind for me. And so I listened to that voice because it was the only person in my life, not my parents, not my other friends, but that one person I had respect for. And God knew that. And he designed that person in his heart just the way he was. And I hope old Gord is saved by now. Hallelujah. He was struggling to try to find out what that was, you know, probably, you know, going over it in his mind more than in his heart, like we all sometimes do with spiritual things. And then, you know, one day another drinking buddy of mine noticed that I was getting interested in the things of God. And, you know, I could hardly wait to hear about the things of God. I could just, you know, I would knock people down in the street, brag, "Do you know anything about Jesus?" You know, and I didn't do that, but, you know, I was a little more calm and not quite as aggressive as that, I guess. And I could barely contain myself. I had to know about the Lord. And I gave my heart to the Lord all by myself. You know, the Lord doesn't need a lot of fanfare. He can have that for you if you need it. He can design a specific thing. It's wonderful. But it was time for me to get to church, and I asked this fellow, you know, well, he actually volunteered. He said, "We should go to church. There's these people down in downtown. They walk with God." Oh, man. That's what I wanted. These people, they walk with God. I just pictured that in my mind. And I thought, wow, that's something. Okay, let's go there. And, of course, he didn't. He was backslidden. He knew about the move of the Spirit. It was part of it at one time, I think. And then I said the next Sunday, well, let's go. You know. And finally, he didn't go on the next Sunday. And so finally, the third Sunday, I said, "Where do they meet and when?" And I just went down there myself. Well, this was another situation, just like the quitting smoking situation, where, I hope I'm not taking too long. Everybody's still awake. I better make sure. This was another situation where the enemy didn't want me to get to that meeting. And it was downtown at the time at the YWCA. And it was everything I could do to get through that downtown to get to that meeting. The enemy was saying, "Oh, you'll look stupid," you know, all the things that you can imagine, you know, just it's going to be embarrassing to you. You don't want to go there. I'll tell you what, I persevered, as we all should when the Lord tells us something. Hallelujah. I didn't even know it was the Lord speaking to me. I didn't even know I was saved, even though I had accepted the Lord. And sure enough, when I got right to that threshold, I was home. Hallelujah. There was great things ahead for me, just like there's great things ahead for you as you do the things the Lord has asked you to do. And don't listen to the enemy, because he'll make all kinds of noise, and it's just fluff. It's lies, okay? And if you want to believe a lie, you could, but I think God has something better for you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So, as soon as I got there, of course, Brother Levson was there, the old Brother Levson, Dan, and Dave, and all those guys' father. And he was there, and he told me, "Oh, well, you're saved." You know, because he could sense that. And I just went out of that meeting and back home, and I danced all the way. Hallelujah, I'm saved! I mean, I was just thrilled in my heart. But I had listened to the Lord, I didn't listen to those stupid voices of the enemy trying to dissuade me. You're going to meet a lot of resistance. You're going to think you can't do it. And you can't. But the Lord can do it for you. Hallelujah. He's been so good to me. And I doubt him still. You know, I still have hear those voices and I think, oh, I can't do that. You know. But all we need to do is just rise up into the Spirit. We rise up into the Spirit, and like that song we just sang, so wonderful a song, the anointing gets on us. We realize how much God loves us. And we enter in, you know, to the Spirit. And, you know, those voices start to go away. It's just like the guy that was the jet pilot, you know, the fighter pilot. And he looked over and noticed on his coveralls that he had a scorpion that joined him. And that scorpion could have killed him. And, you know, he would have crashed the jet or hurt him badly. And he just thought, you know, if I rise up high enough, that scorpion can't survive. But I can because I've got the oxygen and all that. He rose up further and further, and pretty soon that thing keeled over and died. I don't know if it's a real story, but it sounds good, doesn't it? Wonderful thing. We just have to get that jet pointed up, right? Rise up into the Spirit. Rise up, church. There's a song like that, I think. Anyhow, rise up. We need to rise up so that those voices can't be heard anymore, because the presence of the Lord is so rich that all we want to do is do His will. We don't want to do anything that He doesn't want us to do. We won't make mistakes there. I guarantee it. We can't. Because He's doing the work. And we can have that every moment of every day. Hallelujah. I probably talked enough. You're probably tired this time of camp. Thanks for paying attention. Mike wants to hear more. Keep talking. Well, thank you. I think the Lord wants me to stop, but praise the Lord. We have so much to look forward to. Let us enter into His gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. And I said it wrong. And enter His courts with praise. For this is the day, right now, not tomorrow, but right now, that the Lord has made. I'll add one more thing, because He said, keep going. So you can blame Him afterwards, right? I was looking at this sales stuff, because I've got to learn how to sell now. I'm 64 years old, and I didn't realize that you needed a sales course in the beginning of your career. And so now I finally come to that. Pretty dumb. Anyhow, been running businesses since I don't know when, and didn't know about that. Anyhow, they said, this guy, you know, he's talking on this tape, and he's a, I don't know if he even knows the Lord, but he said something that is really true. I think there's a fragment of truth in it. He said, if you live in the past, you're going to be dragged back there, and you won't be able to attend, I'm putting in my words, be able to attend today. Because you'll be so worried about all the mistakes you made that you'll be dragged back there. And you'll be living in the past. You can't be successful today. There's three kinds of people, right? Those that live in the past. That's the first one. And the next person is the person that lives in the future. And that's probably even more dangerous. But just as destructive to today is the person that lives in the future. Well, what if that happens? Have you ever done that? Tried to plan out all the possibilities of things that could happen. What if that happens? What if that happens? Oh, my goodness. Well, we better make a plan for what if this happens. I do that a lot. I don't know enough. Oh, I don't know enough. Do I need to know that? You know? Again, I'm unsuccessful if I do that. But then there's a third person. I've got the past and the future. Now we've got the present. And the person that lives in the present has a goal in mind, like we do. We want to enter into the kingdom of heaven as a son of God or a daughter of God. And we have a goal. We leave the past behind with the help of the Holy Spirit. We're forgiven for those things because of the cross and because of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And we say, okay, what about the future? What if this happens? What if it doesn't matter? It just doesn't matter. What can I do today to further press on to achieve that goal? I thought that there was some value in that, because it's so easy to worry about tomorrow or yesterday. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. Made some mistakes. You got problems, you know, forgiveness. Put it all in the past. Just ask the Lord. He can do it for you. You're worried about the future? He's got that in His hand too. Hallelujah. So, you know, we just have to press in and believe God. And the best way to do that is just exactly what we did tonight. Enter into the Spirit. Enter into the Spirit of God. And have that anointing on us so that we can follow Him and His leading. And make Him the most important, His will the most important in our life. And we will be successful. We will make it. And we don't have to worry about anything else. He's got it covered. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. And I just pray the Lord blesses you all with something I said. Amen.
Before the meeting tonight, we're going to close on a high point. That was a wonderful word of encouragement from Mark. We talked about the heat. It's a little hot tonight, so we're going to end the meeting a little bit early. It's so hot out there, chickens are laying omelets. Sorry about that. Cows are giving evaporated milk. Another one? Squirrels are picking up nuts with pot holders. One more. The thermometer on the wall goes all the way up to, I'm really not kidding. So we're going to close tonight. Now, afterwards, after some snacks, John mentioned that there will be some singing here. If anybody wants to come back and sing some songs, there'll be an informal time of singing and fellowship here. Anything special about that, John? Come back in just a few minutes or so. So anyway, okay, so let's just close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank You for the service, the time that we have spent in Your presence, for the wonderful words of encouragement that we have heard that we can apply to our life. We thank You for being able to be a part of Your glorious church, dear Lord. We don't know why You chose any one of us to be a part of it, but we sure thank You for it. Now we pray as we go our way tonight to our snacks, to our rest, to our fellowship, that You be with everybody here. Protect them, give them safety, give them joy, give them peace, give us all peace, and give us a restful sleep tonight, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.